Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. I was watching some of our recent, like the beginning of some of our YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I do videos, do the welcoming, I'm like more calm because I'm like doing it to the camera.
My energy's never been lower in the beginning.
Yeah.
I was realizing the same thing. I'm like,
usually
if I was
feel
trying
like,
to hook a new audience, they'd be like, you are a snooze fest. Good night.
I know. I feel like because you don't want to over, it's almost like you have an audience or like someone here instead of just, usually I feel like I scream into the microphone. I'm like, hey, everybody. And now I just don't feel like I want to be doing that. But hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Woo! Happy Tuesday.
I know, I'm trying to get my energy up too at the beginning because I feel like my energy builds throughout the episode. Like I'll see clips from the end and I'm like, oh, I was, you know, I had some energy, but at the beginning I was sleeping for some reason.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can go to our YouTube channel. It's What We Said podcast.
Is it leap day today?
Then this
going
goes
up?
Let me see. I don't know. That's a very special episode.
I was
going
to say. No.
Ah.
Darn. Leap day is on Thursday.
Well, if that's any of your birthdays, happy birthday. You happy can consider, birthday. I'm sure that's like such an annoying joke that people make. Like you can consider yourself, you know, if you only have a birthday every
a
4 years.
Year age.
Yeah, you're a fourth year age. Pretty iconic, honestly.
That is iconic. What have you been up to?
You know, I didn't really write down any updates for this week. I was trying to think of what I've been doing and I've really just been trying to get my life together, aka just like clean and organize. I had a mentee bee the other day because I was just like, so many things are not settled. Like,
yeah.
I feel like just in life and with our house and with, I was just like, my office was a mess. I started, I vlogged it. I don't know if it's up yet. It should be up actually. I finally attacked that room that was just like a disaster. And I started getting things organized. But then sometimes for me, like once I start a project, it opens my mind up to like how many other things need to be done. You would think it should be the opposite where you're like, oh, I'm really glad I got that done. And then I'm like, our pantry, our like all of our,
you realize
like
the
our
potential.
Kitchen. Yes.
Yeah.
Our kitchen doesn't have too much storage and I was just realizing there's like so many things that we need to get rid of or clean out. And we were like getting new food and there like wasn't room for it. And I was shoving it in and I'm like, I'm so stressed. Like I want this to be organized. And I think it's just because so many things are up in the air right now with my life in general. Like I have no control over obviously my pregnancy and how that's going. And I have no control over like how I feel physically really. It feels like a lot of the times. And then I have no control over like how fast our house is being done and there'll be random things like, oh, we need to change this plumbing. I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot's up in the air right now. So I've just been trying to control what I can, which I feel like is like my current house. And it's also unorganized.
Yeah.
So then I've been stressing out about that. But I've been working on it.
I was going to say, I feel like that is the epitome of nesting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That feeling of like, oh my gosh. Like you realize everything in your house. You really want to build a safe, stable, like nest.
Like environment.
Yeah. And so you just start thinking of every project you could possibly do to make your house more organized, more streamlined. You think of like everything. It's like all your brain can think of.
I know. It really is.
And plus, because you're building a literal house, a literal nest.
I know.
On top of it all.
I know.
I can only imagine.
And then
imagine.
Just obviously a ton of, I mean, as anyone else has, work stuff, family stuff. Like, it's like everything piled on. And I'm like, I am so overwhelmed. Like, especially because I think I've taken the past few months to give myself like a lot of grace with everything and rest. Just because like I just physically wasn't feeling up to like, and even still, sometimes I was telling Leif, I'm like, I know it sounds like an excuse, but sometimes like cleaning and organizing all day and bending down and bending back up and stuff, it makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll be like putting stuff away and just moving a lot. And after like an hour or two, I'm like, I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
Like I feel so unwell from like the constant moving. And I think literally physically moving, like it makes nausea worse.
Yeah.
So even though I've been feeling a lot better, sometimes if I'm like, I'm going to tackle this and I go hard for a few hours, I'm like,
yeah.
Awesome. I don't feel good.
That is my nightly quote to Nick. Surprise, surprise. I don't feel good.
Surprise.
Like after the day is done, especially if I've had like a day where I'm moving all day or I'm walking, especially with house projects, like those exhaust me more than anything. Like when I'm walking or organizing something, I just went to like the container store and got a bunch of stuff to like clear out my office and guest room and stuff and clean out the closets and just try and get every little nook under the sink, like same thing. And at the end of the day, I was not okay. I was like, oh my gosh, my joints. I feel like I'm 70 years old. It's like my body, just my head. And also I have a cold. I'm just like, I'm done. I'm checking out. I'm sorry.
Not with the cold too.
No.
I know. Well, so that's literally, I was trying to think of like, what have I been doing? And I'm like, really just trying to clean and organize my space. And that's about it. Jilly came into town for just the day the other day to help with some house stuff. So that was fun. Got to see her.
Oh, nice.
Got to talk about some house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much it. And I feel like also with the house, it's like, the progress is exciting to me, but even like as I was vlogging the other day, I was like showing an update and I'm just like, I'm going to hold off on updates because it's just a demolished, like all the stuff that's happening right now is not very exciting visually. It's just like plumbing and logistics and things like that. And I feel like, I don't know, once walls start going up and finishes start being made, I think it'll be a lot more fun. But right now it's just like every time we go, it's like, okay, it's just demolished. You know what I mean? There's nothing really tangible.
Not for the girls.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just a girl and it's not interesting me yet. No, but
we don't care about the bones of the house.
Just a lot going on.
We care about what it looks like.
what about you?
The same thing, honestly. Just been, they've been doing renovations still like on our house, our landlord, and it's looking good. I mean, they come in and they fix our cabinets. They are adding a backsplash today. I'm like, okay, cool. Slay. So I've just been organizing. Like I said, I went to the container store.
So expensive.
I was walking around. That's so expensive, first of all.
I just went to IKEA the other day. And we didn't even get anything. Long story. But I was like, maybe because I've been had on my list to go to the container store. Because I also need to do that. Like I have a closet that I need to like really organize. And I was in IKEA and I'm like, maybe I should get organizational bins from here because it's like
so
way
cheaper,
but they don't have as many of a selection. Like the container store has everything you could ever want.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember last time I went there, I was like, oh, so
that was almost $1,000.
It was like the most I was like, this is one of those expensive stores. If you like really are trying to get your stuff organized.
And you don't want to just go there and get like one thing because especially we're trying to organize our storage and put everything away, so we need the big bins.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to just get two and you want them to all be the same so
that
it like looks visually pleasing to the eye. So you get a bunch of bins and then I was like, okay, I'm adding stuff to the closet for like the new baby. So trying to like add a closet, like just getting all these little things. I'm like, I'm so annoyed feels so good once it's done, but I feel like I'm just adding stuff to my house when I'm also trying to be
like decluttering it.
Yeah.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
I was thinking about the next time we move. So much stuff.
I know. I'm already like, when I posted about my office the other day, I was like, in case you thought I had my life together, like this is what my office looks like. And a few people actually messaged me that are like professional organizers. And they were like, oh, if you need help, like in like LA or OC area, whatever, if you need help, like I organize for a living. And I was like, that would be so nice for my new house. Like when I move into my new house,
oh,
to
yeah,
hire someone and start just having it be so organized.
Yeah.
Like that would be amazing. So, because I was like, not right now. Like, I don't need someone to professionally organize this house when I'm only going to live here for like however many more months. But I was like, at the new house, that might be something worth doing, worth looking into. Because I've never done that. I've never like hired a, have you?
No.
But I feel like that would be so nice, especially as a starting point for like a new home.
100%.
So that might be in the future.
Specifically closets, pantries, like garage.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the least fun things to organize. And everything is so weirdly shaped.
And I feel like growing up, like Leif and I were saying, just where we grew up in Arizona, like, not that everyone lived in a big house, but where we live now, it's a lot more cozy, like coastal homes, usually that we're in. There are obviously huge homes here too. But even the house that we are renovating is like a cozy house. It's not that big. And we were saying like, there's really never just that much storage. You know, like at your parents' house or something, they'll have like
their full garage.
A garage, like a huge garage. Leif's family had like a big garage with like a shed and a big thing. I don't know. It's just like, there seems like there's so much storage. Granted, they have a bunch of kids too. And it's just Leif and I and, you know. I almost said, and a potential baby. The baby's in there, so.
Still keeping everyone on their toes.
I'm like, maybe. So that's happening, but I'm just saying, there's not that much room. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be really
organized. Yeah.
Or else, like, it just gets so messy if you're in, like, a smaller space.
No, it's very true. It's very true. And you have to be very selective about what you keep. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So that's been, I guess, both of our lives lately.
Yeah. I feel like the nesting is fun because it does give you a little bit of a surge of energy to get it done, like the nesting urge. But it also is like so frantic. Like I feel so frantic. I will go from being dead sick to being in my nesting era. And it's like, I'm still not feeling my best, but I'm in this frantic mindset.
Turbo mode. Yes. Same.
Yeah. And then I complain at the end of the day. I'm like, oh, that was I did too much.
I know.
We're jumping into an ad to talk about Quince. We love Quince. Maybe you've seen like a ad or two on social media or people talking about Quince because they have luxury stuff, high quality, but affordable pieces, and you can get them all on Quince. One of my favorite sweaters that I wear is from Quince. It's like this white cotton crew neck sweater, and it looks so cute for summer. I've worn it in fall, winter. It's like the perfect transition piece, and it looks way more expensive than it actually was. They have like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. They also have, I've gotten like some napkins from them for if you're looking to, you know, build up your hosting collection, anything like that. They also have some kids' clothes. They have so much, and it really is such high quality stuff.
The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have a few silk skirts that I really love from Quince. And sometimes I feel like if your closet is like so chaotic and crammed, the solution can be upgrading to more like high quality staple pieces, which Quince has a lot of. So by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, which is amazing. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/whatwesaid for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/whatwesaid to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/whatwesaid. I have seen a lot of people that I follow on social media recently raving about Factor, and it has got my interest piqued. I'm very excited to have them as a sponsor. So Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that will help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. So this is not a meal kit delivery, you know, a thing where you're having to cook. It's like you literally just have to heat up the meal. It already comes prepared. It's two-minute meals. You fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. They have snacks, smoothies, and more, so you can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more.
So when you sign up, you save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So if you are a, you know, ordering food app queen like myself, this is a really great option for you and your bank account. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast and upscale options done easily. It's flexible for your schedule, so you can get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. There's no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/whatwesaid50 and use code whatwesaid50 to get 50% off. That's code whatwesaid50 at factormeals.com/whatwesaid50 to get 50% off. Again, it'll be linked in the show notes if you want to check it out. But yeah, no. Other than that, I've just been honestly starting birth prep, things like that. I was telling JC, I just went to the chiropractor. I never went last pregnancy, but there are certain chiropractors who, it's called the Webster technique. It's like for pregnant women. And I honestly am not like a big chiropractor person. I don't go. I know a lot of people go all the time. And anyways, it was referred to me. So I went and it was so amazing. I love the feeling of like getting my neck cracked. It's actually kind of scary. I was like sweating and kind of like clenching the table. Like, please don't freaking break my neck. And when she was doing my back, because they have special tables for pregnant women where it's like your stomach is supported, but it's not like being crushed, obviously. And I was like way more on edge when she was cracking my back because I'm like, the baby is right there. Please be careful. Like, they
that
is are
a weird,
sitting there.
That would be a weird feeling.
Yeah. But felt great. Afterwards, I have been like clogged up, like my sinuses. And afterwards, my sinuses were pretty clear. Like, nice. When I walked out, it was like, oh, I mean, now they're not, but. We'll see how it works. I'm supposed
how
to go back in a couple
are you
days.
Go?
I'm supposed to go back like again in a couple days because they're like, we just want to see how you adjust to being adjusted, mm-hmm. see if you're still aligned or, you know. I just love things like that. And I don't care if they're lying. Like, it makes me, the placebo effect is real because she was like, you know how they do your legs? Like, you're laying on your stomach and they lift your feet up to your butt to like see, you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
So you're laying on your stomach, they grab your feet from behind and then they like push your feet up to your butt.
Okay.
So bending your knees.
Yeah.
And to see, I think that's how they see like where your feet are, if you're aligned or not.
Okay.
Like your hips specifically. If you've ever seen someone get adjusted, they always like do something first or they'll feel to like see.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Again, I don't even know like if it's real. What they're doing. But she was like, yeah, she was pushing on my left lower. I've been having some sciatic tailbone pressure pain. And I was like, it just feels really tight around there. And she was pushing. She's like, which side feels more pressure? And I was like, my left side. And then she like pushed it up. She's like, yeah, your left side is a little off. And I was like, I knew it.
She's just like literally confirming. She like asks you and then she's
like, exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
But I believe it 100%. I'm always just like, oh my gosh, that's such good information. Like, and then she adjusts me and then she like does it. I can't see, by the way. She does it again. She's like, okay, you're all lined up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it feels so good.
Yep, I knew it. I know.
So much better.
Sometimes it is just, even if it is a little bit of placebo, it's like, but it feels good to have someone, same with massages, which I think there's actual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure all these things actually do help. Like massage can really help get you, you know, feeling better and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with that too, it's like, well, even if it didn't help in the long run, like it felt amazing. So I don't care.
I believe that it helped.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm starting to get to the stage where in a little bit, I'm going to have to start eating dates every day and doing like the tea.
You don't have to. You just want to, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, so that's the one thing I didn't do last time. And I was 2 weeks overdue. I'm not saying that that has anything to do with it. But there's like lots of things before birth that a lot of like doctors or midwives or whatever will recommend to soften your cervix mm-hmm. so that labor is smoother, faster, whatever, easier. And it's like evening primrose oil tablets, raspberry
leaf tea.
Yeah, dates.
I've heard from, I saw someone, I like saved it, that this girl was saying like raspberry leaf tea, but she's like, trust me, like make it iced and like add a little bit of lemonade or something. Or I don't remember what she said, but she was like, it's just not good if you.
It's like a mocktail. Oh, I like, hated it last time.
Hot tea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
I'm not a tea girl. I wish I was. And people are like, you just haven't had it right, but make it for me. I'll like it.
I know. I'm not a huge, sometimes it can hit, but like.
Like, why do I have to drink this?
It's just like hot water. Yeah. I'm like, with like a very faint.
Earthy tone. Yeah. Like. Touch to it.
It's like people will say LaCroix. What is the joke? They'll be like, it tastes like you're drinking sparkling water and like looking at a picture yeah, of a watermelon yeah, or something. Yeah. Like you can kind of taste something, which a lot of people were recommending to me because I was saying I hate water right now, but I'm trying really hard to stay hydrated. They were like, they're saying that sparkling water, like with lemon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't that like not hydrate you or something?
I don't know.
But a lot of people are saying, I was thinking maybe now would be the time I could actually like LaCroix or something. Or,
yeah.
Because I've never liked it. But it's like just kind of having like a hint of a flavor but and having it be carbonated might be nice.
Have you tried the watermelon juice, the mellow one? Oh, I know you've tried it, but I'm saying recently.
I haven't recently. I should go get some.
I started drinking that when I couldn't drink water and it was really
I really nice. Like that juice.
Yeah, as made apparent if you listen to our episode with Kelsey Kreppel. I couldn't stop talking about watermelon juice.
Probably because like the only thing that sounded good to you.
Yes, it was so fresh. Oh, so good.
That's so funny. Literally had it one time.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's, you're supposed to eat six dates. That's why I'm like, oh, six
you
dates
put
a day.
In like a smoothie or something.
I tried that and it's just, it's a lot of like sweetness. It's a lot. I tried so many different ways. That's why everyone's saying like, you need to make a smoothie. I'm going to try better this time.
You should have the date shake from Active Culture. It's so good. I don't know how many dates are in there, but.
I know. Let me get the recipe. But
why does it have to be so specific? Like, why can't you just like eat
a couple
dates?
I have no clue. I mean, I'm sure a little bit helps, but they say like at least six dates a day. That's
a lot.
Many.
That's a lot. And they really are very sweet.
They're so heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that getting kind of old.
Even in a smoothie, that's like a very heavy duty smoothie.
Yeah, it is.
Or shake or something. But I'll try. We'll see. I mean, it's only for a short period of time I can do it. But
how often do you have to do it? Every day for how long? Until you go into labor?
Yeah, I think for like the last like 3 or 4 weeks. Every day. Oh, I did everything last time. Here's the thing. I did everything last time besides dates. Like I did the curb walking. I did the evening primrose oil. I did it every day. I did the raspberry red leaf tea every single day. I was doing everything. And then people are like, well, you just didn't do the dates. It's like,
no, really? I don't actually believe.
They're like, you should eat spicy food. Eating spicy food. I think the baby's just going to come. You're going to be doing something before the baby comes regardless. If you're sitting on your butt watching Vanderpump Rules, you're going to be like, Vanderpump Rules put me in labor.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's just, I believe there's validity to all of these different theories or things that can help you put mm-hmm. you into labor or do whatever. But I just feel like everyone has confirmation bias of what worked for them. Like even with IVF, people would always be like, oh, I did acupuncture and I swear that's what mm-hmm. got me pregnant or whatever. It's like, I did acupuncture, you know, a bunch and it never, I mean, I didn't get pregnant while I was doing acupuncture. There's certain teas that people recommend and just things. And they're like, this helped me. And it's like, you just attribute whatever mm-hmm. you did. Cause for me, this is like a medical thing, but it's like, for me, I was doing IVF and then I did that test, the specific test mm-hmm. that helped. And then the next time I got pregnant. So to me, I'm like, that's kind of what I associate like, with like, oh, that helped me to get pregnant. But that's just me. Like mm-hmm. it's with same with labor. It's like, oh, I ate a bunch of spicy food and then I went into labor. It's like, maybe you just would have regardless, but that's what you attribute it to.
Exactly.
And which is fine. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes you just have to like have your own experience.
I was watching a Suns game before I went into labor.
Slay.
So Devin Booker put me into labor.
That's right. So we'll see if that happens again.
Yeah. I mean, I know those things can help. They're not necessarily to put you into labor. It's like to help your cervix soften or whatever. Yeah. So I think it's worth it even if I do go like overdo whatever. But we'll see. It's just weird to me that it's like time to do that. Like I was like checking my app and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta start getting things ready.
Getting things prepped.
Gotta start ordering the all of the things.
That's so anyways, crazy.
Yeah.
Today we're doing a little kind of like dating yourself alone time episode talking about
how to
how to have more alone time in your life, why it's important if you have trouble being alone, maybe breaking that down a little bit, some solo date ideas that were just making me so happy when I was reading them. It was giving me so much serotonin. I was like, wow, I want to be alone. No, I like want to do all these things right now. It sounds so fun. So first of all, this kind of goes along. February, we kind of wanted to have a bunch of like love episodes. You know, we did dating, we did breakup stories, and we wanted to talk more about like self-love and dating yourself, which is a topic I feel like we've definitely talked about on the podcast before, but I just think it's so, so important to like be your own best friend, be comfortable spending time alone, simply for the fact that you only got yourself in this life. Like, you know, as much as you can rely on your partner, your friends to, and it's so much fun to do stuff with people. Like, I'll go into that later, but I was thinking about, I always am like, I want to go on a solo trip, but then I like really think about it and I'm like, traveling is so much fun when you're with people that you love. Like, that's what makes it fun. So anyway, we'll go into more of that later. But I do think it's so important to like really be comfortable alone and be able to connect with yourself. And I was kind of looking up like why spending time alone is important just on a few different websites and like reading a few studies. And there was some stuff that I thought was interesting. Obviously, it builds confidence to be able to be alone. I guess I don't really know the science behind that, but it just like makes you more a more comfortable person, and you get to know yourself a little bit better because it gives you time to think deeper. It also allows you to like break free of social pressures. And that's something that I've realized a lot is the moments, kind of like the light bulb moments that I've had in my life where I realized that essentially nothing matters, like just like people's opinions of me or kind of these unimportant little things in life that I'm so worried about. Those moments that I've had like breakthroughs or been like, oh my gosh, wait, it doesn't really matter, is always when I'm alone personally. And I think it's because there's no one around you putting any pressure on you. There's no societal pressure. There's no pressure from your parents. There's no pressure from anyone. And you're just kind of alone with your thoughts and you realize that a lot of things just aren't that deep and nothing matters to a degree. And I feel like those moments have actually like really shifted my life personally to make me want to live my life in a way in which, like, I think Maddie from The Bad Broadcast has said this on one of her episodes, like thinking of if no one else was here to validate this choice or to invalidate this choice, like what choice would I make if I was just left to my own devices on anything? Like, what would I wear? What would my beliefs be? What would I do every day if like no one was here to validate or not validate it? And I think that that becomes clear to you when you're alone, like what you would do. And it has really inspired me, not that I do it 24/7, to live my life in a way that's like, this is my life and I'm going to make my decisions. It doesn't matter if people understand or they don't understand. But those moments have come to me in like solitude is what I'm saying.
I think that's true. And I think even the reason for me, at least, that your confidence or like my confidence can grow when I'm by myself is it's like when you spend time with a friend or someone new that you meet, and the more time you spend with them and get to know them, the more you trust them. And that's just like how a relationship works. It's like, okay, now I know you. I've gotten to know, you know, your thoughts, your feelings, your character, all of these things. And now I trust you more. And I feel like when we are constantly bombarded by other people's opinions, specifically on social media, or even just on, you know, with any kind of noise, listening to podcasts, listening to or watching TV or anything like that, any kind of media. And I'm saying specifically social media because you see comments. So not only are you watching someone's video on their opinion, you're seeing everybody's comment and everybody's opinion on that. So you are not really left to your own voice, like your own inner voice a lot. But when you're alone, you can listen to your own inner voice and you get to know that voice very well and like and get to know what your gut feeling actually feels like when it's speaking to you or what it sounds like. And then it's a lot easier to block out other people's opinions. But I find I'm the most insecure when I am bombarded by other people's opinions and they're all so wildly different that I can't even make a decision because I know what everyone is thinking of it. Yeah.
Everyone contradicts themselves, or everyone's opinions are contradictory.
I'm like, okay, well, if I do this, I know this person will think this. I know this person will think this. I already know what they're going to say about this. So now I'm not even listening to myself. I'm trying to make everybody like, okay, well, I care what people think about me, and I care what this person says about me, and I want, you know, to make the right decision as well. So then I just lose my own inner voice.
Yeah. And which, I think when you do have moments alone, sometimes it brings you back to that, and mm-hmm. you're like, you start to care a little bit less about that noise. Like exactly. sometimes when I've been like meditating or in a workout class or having alone time, even like in the shower, I will literally have light bulb moments where I'm like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. I don't care at all. What?
Yeah.
And not in a way where it's like, I know everything. I don't need anyone's help. Yeah. But it's just like,
I trust myself.
Yeah. It's like, I don't need to have anyone's validation for these choices I'm making. Like,
mm-hmm.
so I do think it is so important. And something else that I was reading is that solitude helps to increase productivity. And I think that's like a good thing to keep in mind too, is just like when you remove distractions, you're just a lot more able to concentrate on what you're trying to get done. And so even in the sense of like what I was just saying, like organizing and cleaning, like I've been doing a lot of that stuff alone. Like Leif has been doing his own thing or cleaning out a different area, but it's like we're kind of in our own groove. And I really do find myself like so productive just being like, okay,
mm-hmm.
This is my task. I'm alone. I'm doing this. Like, mm-hmm. and I really do feel like it makes me more productive than if I was even like doing it with Leif and we're like, oh, look at this. And like, I don't know. Just
the other day I offered to help. Nick was going to clean out our storage. In our backyard, we have like a little storage shed, and he was like, he's like, okay, I'm going to go organize. I was like, oh, perfect. He's like, I'll come help you. I'll have Abby come watch Case, and like, you can tell me what to do. And he was like, and I was like, what? I'm going to help you. He's like, I just, when you're there, it takes 10 times longer for some reason, even though you're helping me. He's like, when I'm by myself, I'm in the zone and I can just get it. And I'm like, I do actually understand that. Sometimes when someone else is there, it's like, okay, I have to like take care of you now and tell you what to do, even if I'm in charge of the cleaning or organizing or whatever.
Yeah.
The project is.
Sometimes it's just better to be alone, honestly.
We're going to jump into an ad to talk about Peloton. We just have the best sponsors for today's episode, because you know what you can do alone? Ride your Peloton at home. But then you also have the luxury of, you know, connecting with an instructor and other people riding at the same time. So starting is everything when it comes to fitness. So sometimes it can seem very daunting to start a new workout program or start a new hobby or anything like that. But if you just take that little leap of faith and start, it can make a big difference in your life. So Peloton helps you start no matter what level that you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's beginner or advanced rides, feel good live DJ rides, or artist theme rides. They've got something for everybody. And their Peloton instructors keep you motivated from day one. I feel like they go viral on TikTok all the time. I'll just see like funny things they say or them leading a class, and it looks like a literal party.
I feel like sometimes going to workout classes can feel daunting depending on where you are within your fitness journey, but especially if you're like starting out a new hobby like cycling, it can be kind of scary. And so this is really best case scenario, because like Chelsea said, you're alone and you get to do it from the comfort of your own home, but you can also connect with people and get, you know, guidance from an instructor, and it feels pretty personalized. So Peloton Entertainment keeps you moving. You can watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. It's perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This is a great episode for BetterHelp to be a sponsor of, because we're talking about being alone. And sometimes the reason it's hard to be alone is because you're anxious about something. You can't figure out, you know, how to get through something. And therapy can be a great avenue for you to explore, to figure out some, you know, ways to cope, ways to be alone, feel more comfortable with your own thoughts, and help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. So personally, I feel like therapy always makes me just a better person all around. It makes me a better partner. It makes me a better friend. It makes me a better daughter, whatever it is. And it just empowers me to be my best version of myself. And it's not just for people. If you guys feel like you haven't experienced major trauma, it's like, why would I need therapy? It can help you with so many different things, like setting boundaries with people or just learning how to have positive coping skills.
I feel like therapy at home can be a great little solo date, if you will. Something simple that you can do that could really make a huge impact and benefit your life a lot. You know, you can even go so far as to putting on something comfy and making yourself maybe a fun little drink, maybe a little iced latte or something, and getting your therapy session in could be a great way to spend some alone time, get to know yourself better, maybe learn some positive coping skills for some things you've been going through, and just really empower you to be the best version of yourself. So if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaidtoday to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Well, those are kind of my, like, why. The why.
Yeah.
If you had anything else you want to add. I have some more stuff, but...
And you were saying solitude too, because I listened to, this actually wasn't a Jay Shetty podcast about being alone, but in one certain section, he was talking about defining solitude. And like he was saying, there's two words in the English language that define being alone. And there's two different like meanings and kind of like perceptions of them. So one is loneliness and one is solitude. And he was saying solitude is when you are confident in being alone and you feel comfortable being alone. Loneliness is when you feel weak and vulnerable and uncomfortable with being alone. And so
it's also unwanted. That was like, I was reading something about that too. Like the difference between being alone and spending alone time and being lonely is that loneliness is unwanted alone time.
Yeah,
like it's
true.
when you yourself are like, I wish I wasn't alone. Mm-hmm. And it's almost the opposite. Like spending solitude and like true productive alone time is, and I don't mean productive in the way like you have to be doing something productive, just like productive
good
in the
for
sense
you.
That it's a positive thing in your life, is that you are like choosing it more.
Yeah.
Like you want to have alone time in your
yeah.
life. Yeah.
And I think you can also, like on that note, sometimes you can't help if you live alone or if there are certain situations where it's like, oh, I've almost been forced into being alone in whatever way it is. And you can kind of like take that power back and be like, okay, I'm going to choose to have this like be my alone time. And I'm going to choose to, you know, think of it a little different. Your perception really is everything. It's like we were saying with the chiropractor thing. It's like, if you believe it, it becomes true. So if you're like, I'm choosing to be alone, I'm choosing to live alone, I'm choosing to spend this night alone. And if I really wanted to, I could be with someone else, but I really want to take this time to get to know myself. And, you know, I'm sure it can get hard if it's night after night.
Yeah,
after
it's
night.
Been a while.
Yeah, but still, it's like you don't want to feel like you're a victim to your own life and your own circumstances. And even going off that, something that, don't worry, you guys, I screenshotted my source this time. I saw you guys tag us in the TikTok of, what was that TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
The girl made, it's like JC and Chelsea when they.
It's like, I heard the most profound thing in this book era. It's like, I don't know what it was and who
I forgot
said
what
it.
Yeah,
like, and I forgot what it said, but.
There's a podcast, if you want to go more into this whole topic more often, Liz Boss hosts this podcast called Date Yourself Instead, which she talks a lot about being alone and things she does. She lives in New York. But in one of her podcast episodes, she was talking about, basically she was saying, even if you live alone, understand that this chapter of your life, or you're alone a lot, that this chapter of your life isn't permanent and that it's just a chapter, it's a season of your life. And to enjoy it, to like try to relish in it and be like, okay, you know what? I might not always be alone and I might miss the days where I was alone all the time and I had so much time to do whatever I wanted. So instead of being like, oh, I can't wait for the day I'm not alone anymore, I'm not, you know, wishing it constantly and just kind of like hoping for something else when you're living. I think all of us do that anyways with whatever,
for sure,
you know, part of life we're in, but it's very important and alone time actually helps you understand that. It helps you be grateful for the chapter of life that you're currently in and your current situation. And I personally like spending alone time in the morning. Like I need to have at least like 20 to 30 minutes of just me in quiet alone where I do like meditations or affirmations. Sometimes I'll go, my vision board is like in my closet and it has some affirmations on it, and I'll just like go in there while I'm putting my jewelry on or while I'm putting my clothes on and like look at my vision board, do my gratitude journaling. And it really makes me feel grateful for my life. And it makes me like foster a love for my life and for my day. It's such a big difference when I do that instead of just going into the hustle and bustle and instantly listening to other people or like, you know, instantly just surrounded by, even if you just get on your phone, it's like you're instantly reading comments, you're instantly reading emails, people's opinions. And it's just, you need your time to just remind yourself, like, I am my own person. Like, I do not have to cater to everybody else. I do not have to, you know, live a life that I don't want to live.
Yeah. I think it's very empowering, kind of going back to what you're saying, to like reframe alone time or kind of make that distinction between alone time and loneliness and really be like, I am choosing this, or I, even if you feel like you're not, to honestly just affirm to yourself that you are, I think is pretty powerful. Like, I'm thinking of someone who lives alone and is single and is like, and like wants a relationship, because that's very valid to be like, well, I don't really want to be alone. But I think if you really get down to it, like, you know, you can be like, okay, I live alone and that is a choice I am making, because mm-hmm. I don't want roommates. Like, I would rather live alone. So this is my choice at this moment, and just kind of taking ownership over that. And again, I don't really like to speak on things I don't have experience with. So obviously I'm married and I don't want that to come across like, okay, well, yeah, that's very easy for you to say. But I just think in general, like, I went through kind of that same type of thing when I was going through infertility, of like just loving my current life and trying not to wish away the time mm-hmm. that I had. Like, I would always try and remind myself, this is a hard time of life because I like am not getting what I want per se. AKA, I wasn't getting pregnant and I didn't know when I ever would. But I remember like really trying to be in that energy of like, but I'm choosing to love this time of my life because I know it won't last forever. Mm-hmm. I know that someday I probably will have a family. I'll be older. I'll have a lot more or different responsibilities. And, you know, right now it's just me and Leif. I want to enjoy that. Like, there's just times mm-hmm. in your life where even though things might not be ideal, I think it's like very powerful to kind of take your power back mm-hmm. and just be like, but I'm choosing to still love this situation to some degree.
It could change tomorrow. It's like, I mean, not only in your circumstance, but any circumstance could change in one day. Like, your whole life could be flipped upside down in one day. You could not live alone tomorrow, you know? Right. Like, there are so many different, you can meet the love of your life tomorrow, and then from that point on, you're with them for the rest of your life or whatever. So you never know when it's going to change. It seems very daunting when it's like, yeah, you've been doing it for a while, whatever it is. But I think remembering, and when you, again, have alone time and you're able to process things, you're able to think through your own thoughts and just maybe even just silence your own thoughts and just be, it's a lot easier to feel that way. It's a lot easier to be grateful. It's a lot easier to just take advantage and like really relish in the life that you're living now.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I was going to say this, if I'm going way off of like anything you have, okay, let me know. But another thing that Liz was saying on her podcast is that you can also become like in relationship. If you are in a relationship, alone time is also extremely important.
Yeah.
Because for sure, you can oftentimes, or maybe if you have roommates or something like that, you can, it's very easy to become codependent on other people. And sometimes if it's uncomfortable for you to be alone, so maybe you're married, maybe you have roommates, maybe you are constantly spending time with your friends or family or whatever, and you are alone and it drives you crazy and you're like texting everyone like, hey, can we do something? If it's uncomfortable for you to be alone, you're somebody who needs alone time the most. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to get comfortable with being alone, with being independent, instead of like so codependent on other people to do things. Like, oh, I need someone to go with me to a workout class. I need someone to go with me to this. Obviously, yes, it's much nicer to have someone
to
go.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, with like you to a party or a new social, you know, circumstance, whatever it is. But it's really important, if you're not comfortable doing that, to push yourself to have intentional alone time, to be, you know, in solitude and give yourself time to get to know yourself.
Yeah. I actually had this screenshotted because I thought it was interesting. I was just reading an article and it was saying signs that you need some alone time. And I was like, first of all, I'm seeing the signs for myself, but it was some watch signs they were saying, or signs to watch for, are like feeling short-tempered, getting really easily irritated by like sometimes very minor things, feeling overwhelmed or overstimulated, having trouble concentrating, losing interest in doing things with other people, or getting anxious about spending time with other people. Sometimes I do think that that is true for me. Like when I find myself just getting like kind of having a short temper, just being like a short fuse, being annoyed by things. It's like, okay, I need a second to breathe, to like be by myself, be with my own thoughts. And granted, like I feel like I spend a lot of time alone or with Leif, like, which I guess that's not alone time, but you know, where we're just like in the house together, but maybe we're not like talking because we're both doing different things. But I'm still listening to a podcast, yeah, or I'm watching something, or I'm reading comments on TikTok. And it's like that, not that that's not alone time, but it's kind of not.
Yeah.
Because it's, you're still valuing and
it's still noise.
It's noise. You're listening to other people. You're getting feedback. It's noise. And so I think like, sometimes when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'll like try to numb out by going on TikTok or something. Like I'm just like, oh, I'm just not feeling well, or I'm feeling, yeah, mm-hmm, overstimulated and annoyed. And then I get on TikTok and I feel so much worse because I'm like, now I'm even more overwhelmed because I'm seeing so many opinions, so many thoughts, so many stories, so many things happening. And it's like, sometimes it's just really, you need the true solitude of like, disconnecting. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Like if you are feeling any of those things, overstimulated, stressed, yeah, whatever, even if it's for 10 minutes, like putting your phone in a different room and just taking a beat, like I feel like that's important to kind of look for, is like signs that you're just like, I need a second.
Yeah. And I think I saw, I didn't see this recently, so yeah, I don't have the source for it, so I could just be making this up, but they say you need 20 to 30 minutes of alone silent with no noise time each day.
How many?
20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Each day. So whether that is, like I was saying, you can try to do it in the morning, you could try to do it at night, maybe where you don't listen to noise, because even music is a dopamine hit.
Like, yeah,
it makes you have, you know, a dopamine hit, which that can be very overstimulating if you're constantly getting dopamine hits throughout your day constantly, because then when you're not, you start to, that affects your attention span.
Yeah, for sure.
So doing things that are boring you, being bored is like the lack of dopamine hit. So don't just be like, okay, I'm gonna have alone time and I'm gonna listen to music or a podcast or something, which kind of makes me feel not so lonely.
Right, right.
You know, actually listening to your inner voice, being still. And that doesn't mean you have to just sit there and meditate. I'm not saying that, but even doing something where you have to create the
stimulation,
yeah,
almost.
The stimulation. Like if you're drawing, if you're journaling, if you're taking a walk out in nature, whatever it is. And I actually wrote down a lot of ideas, but we can get to that at the very end. But I thought that was interesting. And I do feel like I notice such a big difference when there's days where maybe like Case wakes up super early and I'm going to go grab him. And I just feel like I'm instantly thrown into my day, mm-hmm, and I don't have that time before. And I do notice those signs where I'm like, I'm feeling a little bit more like, okay, I'm not as patient. But if I have time to just, like, if me and Nick can both have our separate times in the mornings where it's like one of us is, you know, with Case while the other one takes their alone time, and then we switch and we each have like the 20, 30 minutes of just like quiet time, whether it's just getting ready, whatever we want to do, it makes such a difference in how we parent too, and like how we show up to other people.
Yes, I'm sure it's less just stressful energy, a little bit more grounded, mm-hmm, a little bit more, I think,
patience.
If,
yeah,
you're also just feeling uncomfortable in life in general, it's so much easier to numb out. Like, mm-hmm, it's, it's just the thing I have the most experience with recently is like just not feeling myself or like not feeling physically well. To me, it's like, so it's actually so much harder to like meditate because I'm just, mm-hmm, like, I don't feel good. Like, I just want to literally distract myself. Like, yeah, that's all I want to do. And sometimes I think when you are like sad or stressed or anything, it is so much harder to,
yeah,
to like get into that, to just even have the desire to be like, I want to meditate, because it's like, I don't want to do that.
I want to drown out my, like,
yes,
myself. I want to pass the time.
Yeah. But it really is so helpful to have that time.
Because sometimes you really just have to, tale as old as time, but you just have to go through it and process it, like, in order to get through it. Like, you cannot, mm-hmm, certain emotions you cannot get over,
you cannot bypass,
you can't avoid. You have to go through the feelings, you have to, yes, go through it, whatever it is, like the fear of something, and you're constantly pushing it away, of processing it and dealing with it and writing it out, or, you know, talking to yourself about it is so helpful because it really helps you let it go. Like, you just need time to process some things.
It's actually the only way I've ever been able to truly feel like I've not like healed, but kind of like gotten over something is to go through it and not try and go over or under it. Like, to just be like, this is the situation and I have to feel these feelings. It sucks. It's not fun at the time, but it's really the only way to like actually make headway. You know, cooking can be a great way to spend some time alone and, you know, unwind after a long day. But sometimes going food shopping, getting all the ingredients can be super time consuming. It can also feel daunting and just make you not want to even cook. But we finally found a better way with Marley Spoon. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. Marley Spoon knows bland food is boring, so they created the best tasting meal kit that money can buy. With our code What We Said, you can get up to 25 free meals, which is insane. With Marley Spoon, you can choose from over 100 different delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. Many of their recipes are completely customizable, so whether you're looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, or low-carb options, Marley Spoon has the food that you want to eat. Marley Spoon even has an in-house registered dietitian who actually assesses every recipe, so it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy.
If you're trying to eat healthier this year, Marley Spoon is amazing because of that. They really take a special interest in making the meals healthy and not so complicated for you. So Marley Spoon also saves you from making that extra grocery haul with their online market of pantry essentials. So you can shop their selection of 125 plus items like seasonal produce, ready to heat options, meal shortcuts, extra proteins, and handy snacks, and easily add them to your next Marley Spoon box. With meal planning and food shopping taken care of, making delicious food at home has finally become effortless. Plus, with Marley Spoon, you aren't locked in long term. Marley Spoon's flexible subscriptions allows you to edit, pause, or cancel your boxes anytime. So experience the most personalized meal kit with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/whatwesaid and use code What We Said for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/whatwesaid for up to 25 free meals. And make sure you use our promo code What We Said so they know we sent you. It'll be linked in the show notes.
I just wrote down some like ways to spend more time alone, literally to like put it in your schedule, things like that. And then we can go into the solo date ideas.
Okay, perfect.
So I only had three things written down. Ways to spend more time alone, put it in your schedule. I think this is specifically if you find yourself like overwhelmed and you feel like you're very busy and you're like, well, I don't even have time to like be alone, to literally make it a part of your schedule, whether that's in the morning, nighttime, midday, like whenever you want to really, but whenever it works for your literal schedule, but to literally put it in your calendar if you have to and be like, this is my 20 minutes of alone time. I want to. And again, all these solo date ideas, you can do these things. You can literally, it's free to just sit alone and listen to nothing, obviously, or meditate or something like that. Disconnect, which I already mentioned, but I think that that is probably key number one if you're wanting to spend some time in solitude. And number three, this is very simple, but I just liked this reminder, close your door. In the sense of sometimes you just need to like go into a room and literally close your door and be alone. And I think this is especially if you have a partner, a roommate, kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when I was going to be like, when I used to work, but when my office was serving the purpose of an actual office and I would go in there and like I would do work on my computer, I had to have the door closed. If I wanted to like actually get stuff done, I felt like, okay, door closed, iced chai made, I'm in go mode. And I would literally tell Leif, like, please don't come in for like this hour unless you really need something. But like, I'm in this mode. And I felt like I would be so productive, get so much done, and really just have like this time alone that I really valued. And so I know that's simple, close your door, but I feel like whether you're meditating, whether you're working, like to just close your door and be like, don't bother me, is nice.
Yeah, it is.
If at all possible.
Because then you're also not thinking like, hope no one walks by or no noises like distract me from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I also feel like a good way to, if you feel like you have no time, I know everyone eats lunch or dinner. And a lot of people, you guys, we're iPad kids. We are. Like, sometimes I'm like, well, I don't want case to be addicted to his phone. I'm like, as the second I sit down to eat lunch, I'm like, let's find the newest episode of like some YouTube, yeah, whatever, like you're watching a vlog or something like that.
Yeah.
Is during meal times, like I've been trying, especially lunch. Lunch is the hardest one for me because I'm usually eating lunch alone at my own time because it's always like at a random time during the, yeah, day. It's obviously easier if you're eating dinner with other people or breakfast with other people. I don't get on my phone during those times, but lunch specifically, if you have like your lunch break and you usually go off and you watch like a video or something or you listen to something while you're, except for this podcast, you can listen to what we said. Eat lunch in silence and try not to get on your phone because that, if you do have a busy day, that might be the only 20 minutes you have. First of all, it's better for your digestion. It's, yeah, better in general to not be on
me,
your phone.
So condescending. Yeah, I've never have never eaten a meal silently.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm like, come on.
You have to watch really out for yourself.
Value your health. Come literally on. Me so, always watching like a vlog or a podcast while I eat.
It's funny because everyone our age will literally hate on kids at restaurants. Like, why do they can't go one meal.
So true.
Yet they go home. They cannot have one meal alone. Like, they have their phone up or, like, their iPad up watching something at all times.
So true. I saw this TikTok of this girl. It was like, when someone calls you or FaceTimes you during your, like, meal on YouTube, yeah, time. She's, yeah, like, ah! Like, I'm like, that is so real. I know. Like, you sit down. Because sometimes that is just, like, a way that you're, yes, like, okay, let me put on my favorite. Yeah. Whatever, and eat lunch, mm-hmm, but I was dying. I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah. And maybe if you do it multiple, you don't have to get rid of it every time, but maybe just if like your lunch.
Yeah.
Your lunch break, you have 20 minutes and you just get to eat lunch, be quiet, especially if you maybe work a busy job and you have to go right back in after your lunch break or you have classes, you might just need a little time. Just don't numb yourself out. Just be like, okay, I'm going to be with myself, eat this food.
My toxic trait is all like, have the desire like one time to be like I'm gonna eat a meal in silence or something, and then like Leif will be watching something and I'm like, like you have to do that, like that's, well, like that's really time, unhealthy, like,
yeah, 100%.
It's like the first time I've gone without it in silence. Months. Like, you can't be silent with yourself.
Oh, that's so true.
Concerning. He's like, it's so literally true. 24/7. I'm like, it's like the concept of you decide like I'm done with my phone and then, yeah, they're still on it. You're like, what are you doing?
After 1 second. You're like laying next to each other in bed. You put the phone down. They're like, still on. What are you doing? You can't just sit with your own
so
thoughts.
So lazy. So funny. Should we get into some
solo date ideas?
Also, just as a side note, like alone time does not always have to be productive. And it doesn't really have to have like an end goal.
Yeah.
It can literally, it's just really about like enjoying the moment and just being with yourself. Like that's really the only goal. So you don't feel, you know, a lot of these solo date ideas are stimulating and that's great. And I think a lot of it too is like, we've talked a lot about solitude and like meditating and being alone with your thoughts. But I also think just doing activities alone is great. And mm-hmm. it's an awesome way to build confidence in yourself and kind of just like get that muscle to grow. So
yeah,
I loved a lot of these ideas. Some of them are like, yeah, we've heard it a million times, but some of them are kind of unique and fun. Obviously, a coffee date alone, whether you sit at a coffee shop, if you want to like just people watch or work, or if you just like grab a coffee, go on a walk or whatever your drink of choice is, or literally just go to a coffee shop, get it and go home. Like just the outing, I think, of getting a special little drink is, yeah, always the move.
I was reading to do an extra step with that is like almost taking yourself on a date of like get to a coffee shop of like make getting a cute outfit on, getting ready, maybe like taking a little extra time to do your hair cute, like you're going on a date with someone else, but then just go by yourself to
cute.
The coffee shop.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Just like putting in a little extra effort.
Because, you know, who knows who you might meet.
True.
But do it for yourself.
Yeah. Like you might meet.
You might find love, which is more important than being alone.
Exactly.
You might finally find someone who loves you.
Obviously, going on a walk. A lot of people were saying like silent walks, which I think is great and amazing. Or a walk with a podcast.
This one. Also great.
This one only, obviously. Thrifting. People were like, thrifting is the worst of other people. Which
literally,
is true. If you
that's
have friends.
My number one on this thing is thrifting alone.
Yeah. It's like if you have friends with similar taste to you. You can all be hawks. So no, thrifting. I do enjoy thrifting alone actually a lot. Solo movie date. I don't think I've ever done that. Have you? Gone to the movies alone?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've done that. But a lot of people were saying they love like going to a movie theater, getting popcorn, getting a drink, and like mm-hmm. just being alone, which is a slay. bookstore, going to a bookstore. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is also an activity that I think is really fun alone because, again, it's just not someone like in your ear being like, can we go to this section? Like, I'm going to go over here. It's like just taking time to look at books you're interested in, walk around slowly, do whatever you want. I love that. Going to get a pedicure, going to get ice cream.
This is important, a pedicure, not a manicure.
Not a manicure.
It's too much.
I know.
Because when you get a pedicure, you get to sit in the massage chair. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying so you can be on your phone even. It's just like, it's just nice to sit, have your hands available, and you can just
and getting
relax.
Like a foot massage. Like, who doesn't love that too?
Manicure feels like you're on the job. Like, it feels like you're managing something.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And it's like you're kind of flinching if like, oh, are they going to cut my cuticle too short?
I know.
Am I going to get whatever?
I agree. Pedicure is the move. Going on a drive with like your favorite playlist or a podcast or silent, obviously. Going to the park with a book. Having a beach day if you live near the ocean. Going shopping alone. This one is very specific and I love it.
I love shopping alone. I love lurking around like a mall.
A lot of people were like,
center.
Going to the mall alone is like,
yes,
the best.
The best.
This one is very specific. Going to Erewhon with sunglasses on to look hot and mysterious with my $23 combo plate of all mac and cheese.
Please.
That's
Ooh,
my girl.
That sounds good.
That's my girl. Going to an art museum, farmer's market, going to a botanical garden.
Ooh.
A solo concert. And this person said, like, going to a concert, but alone.
Yeah.
She was like, it sounds scary, but it was the most freeing experience.
Interesting.
And I was like, wow, I would never, like, I would never do that. But I would never think to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that being like,
you could dance however you want to dance, sing loudly. Just make sure you're safe.
Yeah, exactly. Especially as a female.
Yeah, bring a taser or a pepper spray. Just in fear mongering.
Like, I know.
Don't be alone if you're a girl.
I know. You do gotta be safe. You gotta take some precautions. But sunrise at the beach, which I think would be amazing. And I have the option to do it every day.
I was gonna
say,
doing that by yourself is really like a challenge.
That's on another level.
Because doing it with friends is like, okay, we're all gonna get up, we're all gonna be tired.
Yeah.
Doing it by yourself? Maybe I'll do that. Not. Well, I have freaking insomnia anyways. I'm up at like 3 a.m.
I know.
I might as well take a drive down to the beach.
It's true. I think sunrise or sunset at the beach alone. Again, don't think I've ever literally done that, which is shocking. But I feel like that is a really good, like, just anytime I go to the beach and look at the ocean, I personally, like, feel so good. I love it. So I can only imagine, I'm sure, doing that alone and just having your alone thoughts or alone time with it would be awesome. A workout class, yoga, Pilates, getting a little drink after. Always fun. And then I kind of, those are the ones that people had sent in. And then I wanted to talk about like traveling alone. I have never really done, well, that's not true. I have traveled alone when I was younger and I was a photographer, like literally when I was like 18, 19, 20 range. I actually did travel alone like quite a bit, I was realizing, and to shoot weddings. So granted, I wasn't like completely alone the whole trip, but like I would fly there alone. I would stay in a hotel room alone and then I would shoot the wedding and be with people, but then I would come home and be alone. And I was thinking like what great times and memories and experiences those were for me in building like my confidence. I feel like traveling alone as a girl, again, you need to be safe and you need to be careful, but just learning how like transportation works and being like, okay, I have to get myself from this hotel to here, you know, when I was like 19, those are really good building experiences for me where now I really do feel confident in like new situations and I feel confident when I'm traveling. I'm not like super scared of like, well, how are we gonna, because I'm like, oh, you can just get a car, like we can figure out the subway situation, because I really did do that when I was younger. Now I will say, ever since getting married, like I really haven't traveled alone at all. I usually travel with friends, go on girls trips, or be with Leif, and I love that so much because I do think traveling is so fun with other people. But I will sometimes get the itch, and I feel like I will for sure after I have kids. Even more so, because it's like I rarely feel like I'm like, oh, I need a break. Like I need to go away from life. It's like, I can just go. And again, I can like
have a day.
Go out for the day and like do my own thing and then come home and be with him. But I will sometimes get this itch of like when I'm feeling kind of all those things like short tempered and like I'm not creative and I'm like listening to too much noise. I'm like, I literally want to go just even to like a hotel or like, you know, a few hours away. Like I want to go on a road trip alone and like stay at a hotel and go to a spa alone or something.
Yeah.
And just be with myself. Like sometimes I'll kind of get that itch because it's just good to be alone sometimes. And like I said, I feel like I'll see mom sometimes just like literally be like, my husband got me a hotel night. A hotel room for the night to like have a night to myself. And I'm like, I'm sure that's amazing, especially again after you have like a family.
People rely on you. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think that traveling alone can be daunting and scary. And it, and I could also picture it being like, because this is how I've felt sometimes. It's like, why would I spend money on like going on a trip and staying at a nice hotel alone when I could like share that experience with my husband or my family or like my friends. But I think it could be really good.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for a solo trip. I don't know when or if I'll do that anytime soon. But like I have kind of, the concept sounds nice.
Yeah, that does sound nice. I love a plane ride alone. Like, I really do. Like, getting to the airport, just sitting there waiting quietly by yourself, and then you get on the plane and, like, I mean, I don't love long plane rides alone, but, you know, a couple hours on the plane by yourself, then you get off, you have to go to your destination, like, go to a hotel by yourself. It is really nice.
It really
is. It forces you. It's like, you can't listen to that many podcasts. You can't listen to that many or watch things on your phone. It's like, you are forced to have quiet alone time figuring things out by yourself. It really is nice.
And it's just nice. You know those videos that'll be like, matcha tastes so good when there's not like someone in your ear yapping about how it tastes like grass. Like sometimes I just feel like, not that like anyone in my life is judging me or like annoying me, but I feel like when you are on like a solo trip or you are on a road trip alone, it's like you can go to the gas station, pick out whatever snacks you want. Not that you can't otherwise, but it just feels like this extra layer of like, no one's judging me.
Yeah.
I can do whatever on my own time. Same with flying. It's like, I can literally do whatever I want. I feel so nice. It feels so freeing.
I know, it is so nice.
Any other ideas?
Yeah, I have some different solo day ideas that I wrote down that I kind of like personally like to do. Okay, well, I had thrifting as number one. Riding a bike. Or like rollerblading, maybe like rollerblading or like skateboarding or something like that. Longboarding, especially if you live somewhere the weather is nice, is so, I've been having this itch to just like ride a bike by myself. I used to, not when I'm pregnant, obviously, but before I was pregnant, I used to take Case out on bike rides all the time, just like through neighborhoods. And it's so, it's silent, obviously.
It is really nice.
And it's just so relaxing. So that's a great one. Scrapbook or document something. So whether it's like journaling about a certain situation, sometimes it's nice to just like catch up. Maybe you did something like very special. Maybe you just graduated or something and you want to, you know, write a journal, print out some photos and like document it somehow, or even just on your computer, organizing your photos, whatever it is. Taking a silent bubble bath, like sometimes, or maybe you can listen to like healing, like hurts.
Frequencies.
But not listening to, you know, again, a podcast or music and just having like the silence of it.
I love a bath.
I know.
Oh, it's like what I'm most excited for in my new house. Because I've never had like a
nice bath.
Nice bathtub, like in any, you know,
oh my
you
gosh, have like a house. So nice.
Or like a bath that's with the shower.
Yeah.
And some of them are bigger than others.
Yeah.
And it's like actually nice. But I feel like all the houses I've lived in, actually, do you remember that
house? Your LA bath was...
That was actually insane.
A hot tub.
But it was so huge that it actually was almost unusable because I literally felt guilty filling it up. I'm like, this is way too much
that
water.
That was a wild bath.
That was wild.
You like stand up in it.
It was legitimately a hot tub. Like it was actually crazy. Yeah, I honestly rarely used it because it was so big. And then everywhere else I've lived has either just been a shower or like a really small bath. But I am a bath girly. Like I love them so much.
That will be so nice. Yeah, I use my shower right now. We do have a bath, but it's like a shower bath
kind
of situation. And I'm not about to try and like get up in and out of that by myself. But at the like birthing suite hospital that I birth at, they always have like big tubs that they fill with hot water. I remember last time being like,
so nice.
I need this in my house constantly.
So
nice. You can like float around. You have like somewhere to rest your neck if you want to lay down, but you could just float around like a little tadpole.
So nice.
So nice. A puzzle.
Slay.
This is making me sound 50 years old, like all these things. I'm like,
Crossword?
Yeah, crossword. Crosswords, actually,
are great.
Have
you been doing Wordle?
Not recently, no.
I've been back in my Wordle phase.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I will go through crossword phases, like, every day. I can't wait for the new one to come out. But puzzles are great. Like,
it's very mindful activity.
Yes, and it's quiet, and your brain's working, and it's fun. Visualizing your future, what you want. Sometimes this just comes, it's hard to force this sometimes, but sometimes when I'm just, like, alone and I have time to, maybe I'm even, like, writing down a list or something of, I'm going to the store and I have to write down a list, then I start being, like, getting this urge to be like, okay, you know what? I'm getting stuff for my, you know, office or storage or something like that, like the other day. Now I want to visualize, like, how do I want my life to be run? How do I want, like, to streamline things? I want to be, you know, I want to declutter. I want to feel like I'm living minimally as, like, but I also want to stay organized. And I don't know, it just, like, leads me down this path. So then I'll start making, like, a Pinterest board or something, or you can make a vision board if you want to get crazy, but that's also a nice time to, you know,
it's a nice solo activity as a vision board too, yes, if you haven't made one.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, Pinterest.
Yeah, like a workout class or yoga class by yourself, obviously. I put that down. Washing out your car, organizing your car, either going to the car wash, like, vacuuming it out. Sometimes, like, just little tasks that I will leave off. It's really nice to just, like, go out and be like, I'm going to take an hour and just go clean my car.
Yeah.
You know,
it really
detail
is so nice
it.
And it feels so good after.
Mm-hmm. Or your closet or something like that. Trying a masterclass. I don't know if you guys have tried masterclass or, you know, something like that online where you put it on and it's not like really stimulating because it's not like, ooh, these all these exciting things. It's like class. And yeah, you take notes, you get a notebook out and you start having, especially if it's masterclass and it's something you are interested in. Like a while ago, I talked about, I did like the interior design one by Kelly Wrestler? It's not Wrestler, it's Wersler or something. Anyway, she's an incredible interior design. I took hers and I was taking notes. I've been taking like a birth class recently and that's been like, at first you're like, I'm bored. Like I'm just sitting
well,
here taking a class.
Especially if you don't have structure. Not that we don't have structure in our lives, but like, you know, we don't go to school and take classes normally. And so I feel like sometimes you miss that element of like learning.
Yeah.
And it's good to do that sometimes for sure if you don't have it naturally in your schedule.
Definitely. And once you get into it and you start taking notes, it starts making you feel really excited and I don't know, just gives you good vibes. Last couple ones, take lessons of any kind. Maybe you want to get into a hobby. It doesn't have to be, again, these don't have to be like making your dream life of like building a business or something super productive, but taking lessons. Like maybe you want to get into tennis. Maybe you want to get into horseback riding. Maybe you want to get into golf. Like signing up, taking lessons. Obviously, that's not necessarily by yourself, but you're not with friends or something. Like you're going to a coach and it's something that you're doing
for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great thing to do. And then the last thing was go out to like a flower market. A lot of times they'll have wholesale flower markets in your city. If you look, or nearby, and you can go pick out flowers and just like make a bouquet or something of that kind. Like you can go to the plant shop and repot some plants or something that has to do with like beautifying your space with nature, I think is really, I love doing that. Like I love going and picking out some flowers, even just from Trader Joe's and like putting together, like taking the extra time to put together my own bouquet and like trimming it, taking the whatever off and making it really beautiful is really relaxing and therapeutic.
Yeah, I agree. I love a little floral arrangement moment. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about recently, like trying to find a floral arranging class.
That'd be fun.
I would really like to do that.
We should do it together.
Yeah. I'm like, we should do it. Yeah. I know. With friends. Well, that was it. That was kind of all the thoughts that we had about spending time alone, solo date, dating yourself. Hopefully this gave you guys some inspo. I know it gave me some inspo. I really do feel inspired to also, I think, like, take advantage for me speaking to my personal situation, like before I do have a kid, I'm like, I should really take advantage of the time that I just naturally have alone to like really soak that in.
Yeah.
I've been soaking it in for a while now, but I feel like as now it's like, you know, getting
each
closer and it's
closer,
months away.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, like maybe even more so just going on these little dates and making time to.
I was going to say, we should go on a little solo trip together.
Us talking for 5 years also about like, we would love to do a trip, like disconnecting, like not bringing our phones. And then every trip we like.
Every time.
You know,
it's sort of a content trip.
Content.
Yeah.
No, I would love to go on a trip though. Mm-hmm. I'm always down. Thank you guys so much for either watching or listening. We love you guys so, so much. Make sure you follow along on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you like to get your podcasts. And maybe let us know in the comments of our recent Instagram post. We have a cute little graphic going up. Maybe tell us what your favorite solo date is, or what you, maybe which one you want to take from this episode. That would be cute.
Love that.
And then follow us and buy our merch. We love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.